us to know this is going to last long, but you guys have to get fresh.
Yeah.
That was pretty obvious today.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was the whole goal. I mean, for us, we had to start fast. That was just our message. We couldn't start from behind, especially with a team like that. Because once they smelled blood, they was coming, you know. And I felt like we attacked like we were supposed to early on, and we got after Sam early on, and we put our offense in better positions to get points. And man, I was just excited, and we all went out there and we just played our game and we trusted each other.
Was that kind of a pride thing for you guys on the defensive line after the last 2 weeks?
Oh yeah, I mean, when we had no sacks last week, yeah, we took it to heart. That was a bad taste in our mouth. I mean, we played against a good Redskins team, and I feel like with us, we didn't trust each other last week. And I felt like you seen when we do what we do, you see the results. And I think our message is just going to be the same. We're going to continue to keep chopping, and just not worry about too much. Just do your job and do the best you can, and let it happen how it's supposed to happen.
That was such a wacky first quarter. I mean, when you guys did what you did to kind of hold the balance in the red zone, they started two drives in the red zone. You guys held them. Talk about building confidence. What did that do for you guys?
I think just the energy alone carried us during this game, especially when they fumble or whatever the turnover was, interception. It was just like nobody panicked. You know, everybody just kind of was like, all right, well, you know they're about to run. All right, let's stop this run first, and then we can go get Sam. And that's exactly what happened.
How do you feel about now heading into Dallas next week?
I'm excited because we got another test. You know, everybody's going to be hyped up for this game. We're going down there, and, I mean, man, we're going to have a great week preparation because we respect them that much. And, hey, hopefully we get after them like we just did today.
It seemed like you guys knew what Sam didn't like, a few plays that you guys threw at him. Was that the plan going?
I mean, we knew
there were certain things that he could push in some of those blitzes.
Having him in camp and, you know, a lot of stuff held true what we kind of knew, you know, and I think Coach Schwartz definitely drew up a great game plan. And you know, I know, grand plan.
Send them.
I know, but a great game plan this week. And, man, everything that he was calling, we pretty much kind of knew. And I think our preparation helped us out a lot.
What was it like lining up and seeing him behind center?
Man, it was cool. I mean, you know, we had a little fun. I was out there talking. We was out there having fun. We knew Sam don't like to get hit. And, I mean, we tried to hit him within the rules as much as we could. And I think it kind of got to him a little bit, so. I mean, that's just much respect to them because, man, we really wanted this one. We wanted to make sure we send a statement out there and let them know that, hey, we might have lost the last 2 weeks, but we ain't out of this thing.
I know the D-line is prideful about getting a rush with just a 4 year, but you okay with the blitz when
it's working?
Hey,
man, it's cool. Hey, when it's working, it's working. Hey, all we got to do is get W's, man, and win the game at the end of the day. And, hey, we all went out there. We got sacks, and, you know, we stopped them when we needed to. And if we had to blitz a little bit to win, hey, I'll take it.